Trevor Stefano had just received his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine when he tested positive for the disease about 2 weeks ago. Stefano is an inmate at the Point McKenzie Correctional Farm. He was part of an outbreak that has so far infected 40 of the roughly 100 inmates there. Stefano says the timing of the outbreak led to rumors that the vaccine was making inmates sick, not COVID-19.
Everyone just started getting sick, feeling not good, you know, those that did and the people that didn't, so I don't. Yeah, I can't attribute the vaccine to having anything to do with it, but, yeah.
He says the underlying distrust that inmates have for Department of Corrections officials make his fellow inmates susceptible to theories about the vaccine, like...
might cause impotency, might be some sort of nano-tracking device. Like, I mean, I've heard every little reason why.
DOC's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Robert Lawrence says he knew that vaccine hesitancy among the inmate population would be a problem, but it's a complicated one to unravel. The department has been going cell to cell, offering vaccine and listening to concerns that inmates have.
The response we get from inmates really reflects the concerns, questions, some cases the misinformation, fear, and stigma that's going on within the surrounding community.
The department has also been producing educational videos like this one.
Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Lawrence with the Alaska Department of Corrections. This is your Medical Minute. When we're deciding about whether or not to receive a vaccine, we make that decision based not just on the science, but based on trust.
The video shows Lawrence speaking to the camera and eventually getting the shot himself.
Ready? I'm ready.
One, two, three, it's in.
That's it?
That's it, and you're done, sir.
For some, though, the video strikes the wrong tone for an audience of inmates that is disproportionately made up of people of color. Rich Kirtner, an attorney working with the Alaska Black Caucus, says finding a figure outside of corrections that inmates would trust would be a better strategy.
If we had a video of LeBron James or Kevin Durant going in there and saying, this is would be good for you, as healthy, as good for your community and for your family and for your children, I think that would be much more effective than the one I saw.
Kirtner and the Alaska Black Caucus have been pushing for more access to inmates who have been cut off from visitors for over a year. They are concerned that the pace of the vaccination effort and DOC's education strategy could be preventing a quicker return to normal visitation policies.
I talked to people who have been incarcerated, especially under these conditions. It's really, really tough. And all you got is this phone call to family.
Vaccinations have sped up recently. About half of Alaska inmates have received at least one dose. That's higher than the rate of the general population, but because of tight living quarters, experts say prisons would need over 80% vaccination rates to achieve herd immunity. That might not be possible at some facilities. Bob Cordell is superintendent of Lemon Creek Correctional in Juneau.
I think we would look more at 65 to 70% at the highest.
The facility houses mostly inmates who haven't been tried, meaning there are a lot of people moving in and out of jail. Cordell says that while the facility has found success in convincing people to get vaccinated, reopening the facility to visitors will ultimately depend on other factors.
It's really going to depend on how the communities are having outbreaks. If it's decreasing, if there's a spike.
Having just one active case can easily spread across a facility, something that was proven as recently as 2 weeks ago. Cordell says he knows it's hard for inmates who haven't seen loved ones in person in over a year, and he hopes that Lemon Creek can allow them to visit soon. But ultimately, it may depend on what happens outside of the prison's walls. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.